tiny island. When my life becomes a scowling midget peering around a big dark door, when circumstance throws up a speed bump or my tires slip in the mud again, I dream of moving to an island, a tropical la-la land like Maui or Maui. Maybe the Big Island. Someplace far but familiar and anchored with an adequate earthy bulk, because I need the security of gravity, I admit it. When I look at the National Geographic map of the world, at some of those other smaller dots, my head spins. I could live on a smudge, but never a pinpoint. Okay, I know that there are actually people on, say, St. Croix or St. Thomas, and they have cars and even telephones, but those other teeny dots? Like those freckles they call Micronesia. Just the name makes me nervous. And look at the Cook Islands, so far adrift in their million square miles of nothing but ocean, they may as well be planets. Their tiny swells can barely uphold the skinny letters straddling their slight girth. Aitutaki, Mitiaro, Manihiki. You could drop off into open water trying to walk across all those I's and T's. So while I want to escape my life and all the snowstorms and hailstones it can sling my way, I know that if I were truly removed from the weighty pull of life, completely untethered from my petty daily struggles, I would panic. Like the astronaut spinning in space, I could be lost. You read how after a few weeks of weightless floating, their muscles atrophy. Like stretched taffy, their spines elongate, their bones thin, and they have to re-enter Earth's atmosphere slowly or perish. And those are the lucky ones. Some really do spin off into oblivion. The Challenger crew careening into the afterlife. The Columbia crew disintegrating over Texas and Louisiana, just this close to finishing the job. They thought they were off to conduct hundreds of new experiments, when in fact they were the experiment. The same experiment we all have to try, and that is, how far can you go and still come back alive?